How do we remove ghil from the heart if it's for someone who has wronged me, destroyed marital relations, or caused misunderstanding in marriage? Well, they've already done that. So now for you to hate them will make no difference. I understand that that kind of hurt is difficult to just get rid of. But at the end of the day, we must think that what's the point? What am I going to do out of this? Just because you don't harbor ill feeling doesn't mean you have to become their friend necessarily, or that you have to start going out with them and eating with them and visiting them. Doesn't mean that. It just means that you don't have to carry the baggage anymore. Whether it's healthy for you to have a relationship, that's a separate issue. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But it doesn't, it just means that you take it out of your heart, focus on other things, and don't let this sink you further, because it's only going to harm you. That guy's done what they've done. They've done what they've done. They may be laughing about it. They may be sad about it. They may have sought forgiveness about it. They may be excited about it. But that should not, you should not let that affect you. All right? You move on to maybe another marriage. You know, go and get married again, for example. Just because you've been divorced once doesn't mean that you never get married again. A lot of people feel that way. That I've had a bad experience, so everybody must be like that. That's not true. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And if you're finding this useful, you know, as they say, do that like button and subscribe button and forward it on to others. Jazakallah khair and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.